Welcome to the With You Always podcast brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is John Kanz, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. If you're enjoying what you hear, I really encourage you to like, subscribe, and follow along with this podcast on whatever platform it is that you receive your podcast. And as always, please give us a 5-star review. Only 5 stars. Those are the best ones. Okay, cue the transition music. My son is 2 years old and he's ready for his first toddler bed. And so we've been trying to train him as he's now in this first stage of life where he has no bars that can keep him from escaping from his bedroom when he's laid down at night. And it's been a frustrating journey, but I've been really trying to pray with gentleness and pray with patience and peace and stuff. So I was like, I knew this was going to be a long road and I was committed to it. One of the articles my wife and I read ahead of time as we were preparing to step into this new stage in his formation, this new stage in his growth. One of the articles said that it could take as many as 30 times walking them back to their bedroom, patiently laying them down, just telling them, I love you, good night, up to 30 times. And I thought, you know what? I've been really trying to exercise more patience and all that good stuff. So let's just go ahead and grow in virtue tonight. I'm committed to it. And lo and behold, we get to about number 17. And of course, I'm counting each time. Okay, 1, 2, 10, 12, 17. Okay, this is 17th time. And I'm just starting to get frustrated. I'm starting to feel, you know, kind of my heartbeat in my ears because I just cannot understand how this kid, I mean, he knows how to turn on the TV. He knows how to run the iPad. He knows where all the candy is in the house. He understands exactly what it means when we say ice cream. And yet he can't seem to understand what it means when I say, lay down, it's time for bed. And it's not even, I'm not even out the door and he's already getting out of bed and chasing after me. And we just keep doing this over and over and over again. But I think, you know what? I committed to 30. I'm sure by 30, he'll be tired. And 30 rolls around. And of course, he's not tired. And he gets up that 31st time. And I just start to go, well, I guess I committed to it. We're just going to do it until it's done. And in that moment when I really resigned to it, I started to feel a little more peace. I wasn't as frustrated, which I'm sure was then being more peaceful in my voice. And anyway, he all of a sudden started to slow down and he started to kind of shuffle slowly out of his bedroom. And instead of running back and forth, he would just lay his bed blanket down on the ground and he kind of lay down on that and just reach his arms up to me. And I thought, isn't that cute? And it kind of softened my heart and helped me to enter into the moment. I picked him up. And in that moment, it just struck my heart that this was my son. And all he wanted was to be held by the Father and to rest in peace. And it was at that moment that I realized that, you know, a lot of time, I've spent a lot of time lately praying about what it means to lead my family in faith and in the ways that I, as a Catholic man, feel called to lead. And I realized in that moment that God was more interested in me, less interested in me establishing my authority as leader of my family, and more interested in giving me the heart of the Father for my family and for my children. And when I realized that God had intended such good gift, because it felt good to release, to let go of the frustration and just love my son in the moment, gently, tenderly, to just hold him, to look at him, to pray over him. You are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. It's time for bed. Good night. I love you. The gift of experiencing that real real patient, tender love. It was overwhelming. And I was just amazed that God could love me in such a way. And in a more perfect way than that, that I am the one looking to the Father as the child, just Father, just love me, hold me, let me rest in you. And he looks at me in the same way. And he picks me up and he holds me. He says, you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Good night. I love you. that he looks to me that same way. Just that gift and understanding that it was that heart of the Father that he desired to give me, and that he could give me such a good gift. And I was astonished. I was amazed. As this weekend's gospel, people are always astonished. They're amazed at the things that Jesus says. They're amazed at the things he does. And I think one of the things that really stands out from this weekend's gospel is the reality that it's easy for me to forget to be amazed at what God is doing. Because we're often looking for the big light bulb moments. We're often looking for the lightning bolts. We want crashing thunder and walking on water and healing and all these things. But the reality is that he desires to give us the gifts of the moment, that he desires to speak to us now. And when I fail to be astonished, I realize that it's because I have stopped listening. Or sometimes in my mind, even I have forgotten that he speaks to me. And so I want to invite us, we're going to enter into prayer here in just a little bit. I want to invite us to consider, if it's been a while since I've been amazed at what God has been doing in my life, to consider how I am listening. To consider, do I even believe that he is speaking to me now? Even in the frustrations of normal everyday life, of normal parenting, of the normal single life, the frustrations of the moment, not getting the thing that I want. Do I recognize that even in doing that, and even in entering into those, he is seeking to give me a gift that will overwhelm my heart, that will help me to enter into and restore me to where I am called to be here and now? God has something so good to give to you. He has something so good to pour over into our lives. And the question is, do we believe he is speaking to this to us? And how can we dispose ourselves to more readily listen? Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Father, we come before you with humbled hearts, humbled minds. Pour out your Holy Spirit into our lives. Flood us with your grace. Give us everything that we might need to fulfill your call on our lives, so we might see you more clearly, we might hear you more clearly, that we might know your voice and respond with amazement and with faith. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.